Hi, I'm Robin, and welcome to Well Conceived Business. We help online business owners within health and wellness to create a business and life that is not only well paid, but well lived. Here you'll find honest and refreshing conversations about what it takes to create a business around your life, what healthy hustle looks like, as well as insights and tips on growing your audience, your signature program, your profit, and your peace. Ready? Let's go. So today we are talking on the podcast about what type of product should you create first in your online business. And I have been running a women's health and fertility practitioners Facebook group for quite a few years now. So I first created the group, and I'll tell you exactly why. I created a Facebook group for other people navigating infertility because that was where I was. And we kept getting practitioners, et cetera, wanting to build their business, posting in the group, trying to poach people. So I ended up kind of creating, you know, in the early days, a separate group for practitioners so that they could chat, connect, talk to each other, whatnot. And so that I could funnel them from my group with people who are navigating fertility to more of a professionals group. It's since evolved, obviously, and I've evolved in my business as well. But one of the questions that we have talked about over the years again and again and again is like, what type of product do I create? And it ranges from there are people who want to start like one-to-one programs, people who want to start online courses, people who want to start t-shirt companies, people who want to start physical affirmation packs, people who want to create like medication journals that are posted out to people. The range and breadth of programs and digital products and physical products that people want to create is giant. And so whether or not you have a qualification such as being a dietitian or a nutritionist, or whether you are someone who's like, I want to support people navigating whatever, and I want to create something, I'm not yet there yet with qualifications, what do I recommend? Well, that's what we are diving into in today's episode. So I think a very important thing that you need to consider is that in every business that you have, you are here to create a product or a service that solves a problem that people have. Now, I primarily work with service providers, so people who are acupuncturists, naturopaths, nutritionists, life coaches, fertility coaches, cognitive hypnotherapists, all people within the service realm, but have also helped other people with other qualifications and areas. And I also do believe that community, as an example, can be a service. So I don't think that in this conversation we need to talk about whether or not we have qualifications and what that profession looks like. What I more so want to talk to you about is what should you start your business with? And most people don't realize that when you run a business, you have to also assess what costs and hard costs there are going to be, as well as labor. So when we first create our business, a lot of everybody out there wants to create something physical, cards, books, whatever, actually really expensive to produce unless you have giant quantities. So unless you are selling or creating 10,000 or more, it's actually probably not going to be worth your while. So again, leaning back into service. And what I see from a service capacity is a lot of people we train at a training college, a university, wherever it is, and we graduate under the impression that what we do is sell single sessions, like 1 hour at a time. I'm going to give you 1 hour of my time. You're going to give me, let's say, $120. And when you're training, you're like, that sounds really appealing. I'd love to make $120 an hour. And that seems really attractive to us because we're comparing it to when I worked in a 9-to-5, I earned maybe $50 an hour. So definitely $120 sounds great. Please and thank you. But we then very quickly realized that unless we are 100% full in our business, it's likely not going to be $120 an hour. And I'm just putting this figure out there for like estimates. Some people, maybe you're charging $80 an hour, maybe you're charging $160 an hour. But let's put this into perspective. let's say it's $120 an hour. On the outside, like I said, you'll be like, oh my God, I'm making $120 an hour. But the reality is that when you run your own business, you have expenses. So you are likely not going to be taking home much more than 50% of that. You will have bookkeeping software, accounting, professional development, software, all of these subscriptions of like this tech, this goes with this tech, and I need a mailing software, etc. But what's also going to happen is you're probably going to be spending about 50% of your time on tasks that are not you sitting there opposite a client, right? So let's say, you earn only 50% as take home, but also the time you put in is only 50%. So you only have 50% capacity too. If you look at the maths of that very quickly, that $120 has become $30. The math on single sessions doesn't add up. So what do you do? There's kind of three options: low ticket, mid ticket, and high ticket. So some people will be like, fine, cool, I'm going to go create an ebook that's going to be passive income, or I'm going to create a $27 product and that's going to be passive income. But that's the wrong place to start. You want to start with either high ticket, i.e., something that is likely one-to-one services and a package of things that you are going to charge for $1,500 to like $2,500 for a package, because then what you're doing is increasing the value. And you're probably also, if you're selling a package like that, really solidifying exactly what the transformation is that you're providing to people. You're going to spend less time selling to people. You're going to build more of a relationship. If you're serving the same types of people, the resources are going to become a lot more rinse and repeat. And you can start stepping away a little bit from that 1 hour in, 1 hour out. You can start to play with that figure because it'll be a package, not just a price.
If you're a health and wellness practitioner and you're growing your business, you know that Instagram is unrivaled in its ability to grow, connect, and convert your audience all on the one platform. But it's not just about going viral and reaching a bunch of people. It's about grabbing your cloud nine clients' attention in a way that positions you as an authority and a service provider. Want to know exactly how to do that? I have a free PDF case study with three example posts that will give you an insight into three different types of posts you can create today to help you do just that. Check out our show notes or visit launcheasylife.com/social to get your hands on this free PDF copy today.
Or you want to start with something that is mid-level. So that's where you're looking at something, let's say it's $500 to $1,000. And it's more like an online course. What I recommend for most people, I feel like when you start your business, it's easy to start with a work with me page and a one-to-one package, even if what you do is sell a single session. And then when someone has that single session with you, you give them the option of upgrading to incredible value package with you, try and steer them in another direction, but secure that revenue. But what I generally recommend for most people is that you want to, as quick as you can, navigate to that mid-level tier. Why do I say that? And I'll tell you why, is because most people who I work with don't have the capacity to work in their business full-time. You're going to struggle to make any kind of sustainable or meaningful income in your business without burning out unless you have a mid-ticket offering. When you have something like an online course, it helps you really step away from that time equals money approach. You create an asset. So the whole reason why Launch Easy Life exists, you create an asset that is largely once and done, and you then create rinse and repeat assets in order to be able to sell and sell again. And you are not reliant on seeing one person at a time. Most of the people I work with can only commit not even 20 hours a week into their business. And so, if they're starting, growing, scaling, whatever it is, even if you're working full time now and you're like, yeah, it's not working for me, that's the level that I feel is the most successful when you are wanting to grow a business in part-time hours. It's that mid-level of $500 to $1,000, and it looks most something like an online course with or without maybe one or two or three one-to-one sessions. And that's what's going to help you really leverage and get started in your business. It's going to help you solidify your authority in one particular transformation. And what that does is lend itself to lots of once and done tasks, again, instead of one in, one out. I love one-to-one coaching. It's a really easy funnel for people who are just getting started. However, the real rewards are for the people who can resist just a little bit and sit and have the consistency to chip away at an online course or a signature program in that mid-ticket range, not something that's a low price, because that's going to be where the biggest rewards are, particularly in terms of your time. When you're creating something that's a low price, what that looks like is funneling loads of energy into acquisition, loads of money into ads, loads of money into social media in order to be able to get any kind of meaningful result. There's a lot less kind of customer service that you need to give, but a lot more effort into having a big audience because you need big numbers of sales when you have a really low product to be able to make a sustainable income anywhere. So that's why we specialize in that sort of mid-tier bracket in Launch Easy Life. It's what we've found is the most sustainable and most successful for women who are working in health and wellness for other women, be it physical, emotional, spiritual wellness or health. It's been the most successful in, you know, helping women get more of that balance and build out a more sustainable revenue. We are very much about riding the one horse, again, because of that limited capacity. And whether it's a desired limited capacity or literally like you have 10 hours and that's all because you have other stuff on at that time, either of those, if you can't work full time in your business, the next product or the first product that you should create would be in that mid-tier range. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope that has provided some light bulb moments for you. Feel free if you have any questions or if you want to reach out, find me at Launch Easy Life on Instagram. So happy to chat about this further with you. Bye for now.
We are done with the meat and potatoes of this episode, but I am not letting you go just yet, my friend. Before you jump off, I have three quick things that I would love to share with you. Number one is thank you so much for listening today. If you'd like to hear more about growing your visibility through Instagram, podcasting, or Pinterest, creating or launching or growing your signature program, automations, or many more online business nuggets of gold, pause now, hit that subscribe button because we are here for you weekly. Number two is if you would like to learn more about working with us and joining our signature program, the Well-Conceived Mastermind, which is unlike any mastermind you've seen before, check out our show notes below and you will find all the links to join the waitlist or sign up and join the mastermind now. And number three, lastly, if you do nothing else, make sure you come and find us on Instagram for daily behind the scenes and hugely savable and value-packed content. You will find us at Launch Easy Life. Well, that's it from me today. Now go out there and create your well-paid business and your well-lived life.